Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. We have Sherilyn Harley Laban with us, who is a power player with a huge resume, but I don't want to lose time with her by reading her resume. You can follow her on Twitter at Harley Laban. Just Google her and you will find a ton of stuff. Please say hello to Sherilyn. Hi, Sherilyn. How are you?
Good, Bruce. Great to be with you as always.
I'm very eager to get your take on what's been going on since we spoke a week ago in Washington, and your thoughts and your observations and things you'd like to share with our audience.
Well, you know, there is a thing, as you've probably noticed, there's a little Twitter hashtag called the Spite House that's going around. And really, to be honest with you and your listeners, this is a White House being very spiteful, because there were certain institutions that have been shut down that really did not need to be shut down because they weren't under the federal government purview. Let me give you an example. Claude Moore Memorial Farm, which is a farm type of, you know, museum, historical mm-hmm. type of place out in McLean. In 1980, when there was a shutdown, they went through this, and that's when it was officially shut down. And the owners and the people who were running the board of Claude Moore Memorial Farm at that time said, we don't want this to happen again. So they came up with an endowment to be able to privately run Claude Moore Memorial Farm. Unfortunately, they lease from the federal land. It's a 30-year lease. So although the operations of it are run privately, it's still on federal lands, although they pay rent to the federal government. Well, this woman who runs this federal land, this Claude Moore, she mm-hmm. gave an interview to one of the local Washington Free Beacon, and she said that, quote, the National Park Service people were some of the most arrogant, mean people she has ever dealt with. The National Park Service came out and escorted the staff and the volunteers off the premises. Although this is a privately run institution, National Park Service came out and escorted people off the land.
Now didn't the same thing happen at Mount Vernon, which is also, is that
yes,
federal
yes.
land too?
Yes. And it also happened at, as you know, which has been documented on television and everywhere, with the World War II, vets. So we had children and we had 94, 95-year-old men coming to see a memorial that was built for them.
An open-air memorial. I mean,
yes.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Right, and they were escorted off. They were, barricades were put up. All of this, it doesn't take anybody to maintain some of these memorials. I can see perhaps some of the bathrooms that are over by the museums, that's one thing. But some of these memorials, Martin Luther King, World War II, you didn't need to really have manpower over there, Bruce. You
right,
really didn't.
Oh. Now, didn't you tell me on the break that Peggy Noonan wrote something about what's going on?
Peggy Noonan wrote. She wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and basically she said, this is what is so sad about how this has transpired, that there are certain things that didn't need to shut down, because again, our government operates pretty much on autopilot, right? I mean, it's mm-hmm. not a shutdown, it's a slowdown. So many of the operations are just on autopilot and did not need to be closed. But they were done because of the Spite House and the spiteful.
I like that. I really like that. That's a really cool hashtag.
It is.
You know, I heard clips of from MSNBC in which I forget the commentator's name. Will you tell us about that? Because it was
right.
An obvious hypocrisy that, of course, mainstream media is not covering. And please share with our listeners what happened. It's Andrea, what's her name? I never watch
Andrea
MSNBC.
Andrea Mitchell.
Okay, and she was talking with
Sean Duffy, Congressman Sean Duffy from
I mean, this guy was really impressive. He actually got her stumbling over her words because
he did.
There's nothing to say. But give us a replay of
that.
So
what
please.
He did is he
including the main point.
He posed the question to her is, why aren't the White House and other members of Congress, why aren't they being forced to be covered under Obamacare? Because he said he is. He and his family are being covered. He says, why aren't White House? Why isn't President Obama being covered by, why doesn't he fall under Obamacare? And she couldn't answer
I think
the question.
He said, literally, why are Michelle and the kids and
the
Barack
girls.
Not covered?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I love that he used their first names in the sense of that's us. We're all on first names. It wasn't, and I thought about it, the most obvious thing in the world. Not to mention Congress. We've heard enough about that. But the president's own health care plan.
Right.
Not good enough for him.
Why isn't he forced? Then that's the crux of the whole issue here. And this is why what happened with the health care and congressional staff. It's the rest of the country is being subjected to Obamacare. Then they all need to suffer just like the rest of us.
He gave passes to big business, which is ironic
right.
given how left-leaning
and unions and everybody else, and now that's not coming to bear, right? Because now the unions are complaining that this is going to hurt their 40-hour work week. Well, we knew that. Why did you guys agree to this? We knew that. This is what we've been saying for 3 years. This is exactly what we've been saying. But guess what, Bruce? Now that it's staring at you right in the face, nobody wants Obamacare. All right, the day that you're supposed to sign up on October 1st, the whole system crashes. No one at HHS can tell you how many people have signed up. They can't give you an exact number. Oh, really?
I love that. I just think it's hysterical that, what's her name, the health, the Sebelius or whatever
Sebelius.
Yeah, she, when asked that question, she just kind of fumps around. Like, excuse me? Don't we need 7
right.
million people to sign up just for it to be sustainable? And you don't know? You have
right.
no idea how many? After 3 years of time to set this up, you don't know how many have signed up? And, of course, now it's indefinitely on hold and not working. But to delay it a year is like this Republican scourge on the earth. I just think I'm living in bizarro world.
Yeah, this is what it's starting to feel like, doesn't it, really? I mean, one thing after another. This Obama, is supposed to be seamless, but instead the president gets on a press conference and says, Apple has glitches. Well, Apple's not trying to reform one-sixth of our economy. And Apple didn't spend millions of dollars of the taxpayers' dollars trying to do that.
Well, let's also remember that when Obama sold this whole thing to us, he worked very hard and manipulated the numbers very hard for it to cost less than $1 trillion. It currently stands at slightly less than $3 trillion. The only way you can affect, and the only time that you can affect an entitlement like this is when you're dealing with a continuing resolution or the two things, the government shutdown and the debt ceiling. That's the only time that Congress, the Republicans, or anyone can really do anything because it doesn't go through normal appropriations. So
right.
the Republicans being castigated for this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You've landed on a very important point here. We're not doing appropriations bills anymore. And this
right.
is why we end up with this drama. We should be going through the regular appropriations and legislative process. Because this is how you avoid these types of things. But since this man has been president, we continue to have these run-ups of the debt ceiling, now these CRs, which for your listeners are continuing resolutions, which is how we seem to be running the government. And this is not how we should be running the government. The leader of the free world should not be running our government on continuing resolutions.
Well, or doing things by fiat, or changing a huge law like he has with all kinds of trickery by refining
right.
and changing the law substantially. all on his own. It's really scary. Listen, Sherilyn, we're out of time. Unfortunately, we
already
could talk about this forever. Yeah. Tell our listeners where they can find you, please.
They can find me at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N, on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook under Sherilyn Harley Lebon. And I welcome all new followers. I follow back, and I look forward to a dialogue.
And I look forward to our next dialogue. Thank you so much, Sherilyn. And stay tuned for Pastor Drew Sams and some spiritual talk after these messages.
Trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love.